Our guest today at Quicksilent this morning is Karen Birding. People will remember her as a longtime coordinator for the Parents as Teachers in the Moberly School District. And you're still doing the national training for PAT, aren't you, Karen?
Yes, I travel usually at least once a month or so all over the United States training new parent educators. And it's such an exciting thing to do. I love it.
All right. Where is the Parents as Teachers program right now? Is it still all across the country?
It is all across the country and in six foreign places. It's not in every school district or every health department. Missouri and Kansas are probably the closest. They're in every school district. But other than that, they can be in a teen crisis center. They can be out of a Department of Social Service. They can be out of a health department. They're in a lot of head starts.
All right, one of the reasons we want to talk to you is there have been rumblings about an emphasis being placed on early childhood education in this session of the General Assembly. What do we need to see happen with this moving forward?
We need to have people that are strong champions for early childhood. We know several years ago the Department of Economic Development, one of their main emphasis was early childhood, because we know through research that if children are not prepared for school, that we are really having a hard time with children, then moving them up the line through grade school. They have to be ready for school when they enter. If they are behind, we are asking our teachers to do double duty. If they're entering at 4 into kindergarten, because that's where they are intellectually, it would take a teacher 2 years to catch them up in 1 year. That is just almost an impossible task. Early childhood is so important. And again, that is the parents, and that's why I believe so much in parents as teachers, helping parents be the best that they can to help their children be prepared for school.
So how can the state help put more of an emphasis on early childhood education? What would that look like?
Well, it would be, of course, I'm going to say it would be more money for parents as teachers. Those of us that are on the front line going in and helping parents and children be ready for school. It would also take money for preschool type settings. It would also take money to increase what we're paying child care providers. I'm on the community daycare board, and it is so sad to me what we are paying the people to stay with our children, the people that are there 8 to 10 hours a day, what we're paying and expecting of them. So that needs to be moved up. Also, our requirements for what we expect of those early childhood teachers and their education level.
You and I have talked about this for 20 years. Is it getting to the point where preschool needs to be mandated and funded by the state?
I don't know if that would be a decision that probably the schools would need to decide on. I do know that it needs to be offered in a variety of settings within a community.
All right. Has early childhood education, Karen, has it changed over the years?
It definitely has changed about what we expect of children. I know when I was in school many years ago, I had cookies and took a nap, and I was only there for half day. We now have full day kindergarten, and we're expecting kindergartners to almost be able to read when they leave, have sight words, do all of these things. Some of the things are not even developmentally there yet. Handwriting and all of that, we know, comes in later. And for those children that have never even had any experiences with Play-Dohs and scissors and things, how in the world can we expect them to start writing? It all is in the first 5 years. All of the research shows the first 3 years are so totally important. We move our brain from 50% to 80% within those first 3 years, the largest growth of brain development ever. So making sure that parents understand that and that the whole community is supporting parents and their families is what we really need.
All right, we're in January right now. For parents of kids who are going to be entering kindergarten next year, what should they be doing with their youngsters at this point?
The most important thing is that they're talking to them, and they're asking questions of them all the time. It is so important that they're loving their children, which is a given for most of them, and reading. Reading is the only way to increase language development. There are some research out there that shows that children that enter school without a large vocabulary always will have a harder time in school. So reading is the most important. Going to the library, getting a library card. Books are expensive, but we've got a great library system here. Go to the library, get a library card, and read to your children. It was said many years ago by Jim Trelease that if in the United States we would read 15 minutes a day to our children, we would revolutionize the education system. That is still true to this day.
All right. How early do you start reading to your kids?
Well, we have, I believe that we start prenatally. I believe that what we're doing is getting parents into the habit of reading. One book a night prenatally would be great, but boy, the minute you have that child, have a book in your hand, have a paper, a newspaper, whatever you want, a magazine, offer language.
All right, I don't know if it was you that told me this years and years ago or someone else did too. There's a reason that that child has a bond with mom as opposed to grandma right after they're born. Grandma's got more experience, but the child's been hearing mom's voice.
Absolutely. The people's voice that she hears the most often. There's research that shows, I've watched videos in the hospital where a doctor and a mother will talk to the child and the child will purposely move their face to look at the mother. There is that automatic bond. And then with the father in the home also, that's the second person. So that voice is so, so important that you are talking all the time and asking questions, not just telling them what to do, but asking them critical questions all the time.
All right. Do you miss the in-home visits with parents as teachers?
I miss the in-home visits. I miss my parents that I visited. I loved every moment that I was a parent educator for our school district, and it was so happy to be able to do that for my career. And I miss the children. I miss the answers. You know, I remember going in one time and asking, talking about critical questions, asking a child, they had said that they had just had supper. And I said, you know what, if a giraffe came to your house tonight, what would you do? Would you let him in? And the parents looked at me like, what kind of question is that? And the child looked at me and said, I would let him in. All I would have to do is take the roof off and he could step into our home. I wasn't looking for a correct answer. I was looking to see the child's processing and their intellectual development. And that's the kind of things we need to be doing with our children all the time.
Okay, I got to ask you one final question. How smart are kids these days?
Children are born to learn. They enter this world. You look at them. They're looking at you. They're trying to move their mouth. They're moving their hands. Children are born to learn, and it is our job as parents and those of the community that surround them to look for that gold. Every child has gold within them, and it's our responsibility as community people, teachers, and most importantly, parents, to find that gold and build on it.
All right, Karen Birding, she's joined us today as part of Quicksilver this morning.